Poet of the dead leaves, driven like ghosts, driven like pestilence-stricken multitudes. I read you first one rainy evening in New York City, in my atrocious Slavic accent, saying the mellifluous verses from a battered, much-stained volume I had bought earlier that day in a second-hand bookstore on Fourth Avenue, run by initiates of the occult masters. The little money I had being almost spent, I walked the streets, my nose in the book. I sat in a dingy coffee shop with last summer's dead flies on the table. The owner was an ex-sailor who had grown a huge hump on his back while watching the rain, the empty street. He was glad to have me sit and read. He'd refill my cup with a liquid dark as river Styx. Shelley spoke of a mad, blind, dying king, of rulers who neither see nor feel nor know, of grace from which a glorious phantom may burst to illumine our tempestuous day. I too felt like a glorious phantom going to have my dinner in a Chinese restaurant I knew so well. It had a three-fingered waiter would bring my soup and rice each night, without ever saying a word. I never saw anyone else there. The kitchen was separated by a curtain of glass beads which clicked faintly whenever the front door opened. The front door opened that evening to admit a pale little girl with glasses. The poet spoke of the everlasting universe of things, of gleams of a remoter world which visit the soul in sleep, of a desert peopled by storms alone. The streets were strewn with broken umbrellas which looked like funereal kites the little Chinese girl might have made. The bars on McDougal Street were emptying. There had been a fist fight. A man leaned against the lamppost, arms extended as if crucified, the rain washing the blood off his face. In a dimly lit side street where the sidewalk was like a ballroom mirror at closing time, a well-dressed man without any shoes asked me for money. His eyes shone, he looked triumphant, like a fencing master who had just struck a mortal blow. How strange it all was. The world's raffle, that dark October night. The yellowed volume of poetry with its splendors and glooms, which I studied by the light of storefronts, drugstores and barber shops, afraid of my small windowless room, cold as a tomb of an infant emperor.